Who says Chinese food can't be filling?
Ben.
That stuff looks like snot.
Oh.
Now, let's not get tangled with the little lad. I mean, after all, this could be Ben's last meal.
Hey, I don't need to hear stuff like that when I got major surgery tomorrow.
Ben, minor surgery.
Say that when they're going to cut your throat.
Ben, having your tonsils out is a simple thing. It's nothing to worry about. It's probably fun.
Honey.
I went too far?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, fortune cookies, and I'll go first.
All right.
Oh, your home will always be filled with the sounds of laughter.
Excuse me.
Close. All right, if you enjoyed Chow's Takeout Chinese Kitchen, be sure to try Chow's Mexican Kitchen. 110 south of the border entrees, served in that customary oriental stylish flair. Now back to your meal.
Dad, you got a commercial!
You're up, Mike.
Okay, okay, what will Mike Siever's fortune be? Fame? Fortune?
Clear skin?
Carol.
Every dog has his day. Ah, sorry, Carol, I got yours.
So this must be yours. A handsome gentleman will ask for your hand. Kids, cut it out.
All right, Ben, your fortune.
Okay. But before I open this, what makes this minor surgery?
Well, you're the patient and you're a minor, so it's minor surgery. Okay, I'm joking, Ben. I'm joking. The reason I'm free to joke is because there's really nothing that can go wrong. I'm telling you again, as your father and as a doctor, that a tonsillectomy is about the easiest kind of surgery there is.
And we'll be with you at the hospital all day, sweetheart.
But I like my tonsils. I'm attached to them.
Not for long. Yeah, right. Well, I gotta go study for that test with Boner.
But Mike, you said you'd play some video games with me.
Oh, I'd love to, Benny, but schoolwork comes first.
Carol? A little Super Vito Brothers?
Sorry, Ben, I've got homework that I'm actually gonna do.
Well, Ben, I'll take some of that Super Vito action.
But, Dad, you stink.
Ben?
What can I say? It's true.
Okay.
It's just that it may be the final game I ever play.
Ben, enough. This is not the final game of any kind. You'll be back here tomorrow night as good as new. Maybe better.
Yeah, right.
Come on, open that fortune cookie so we can finish clearing.
What?
It's blank.
Show me that smile again.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
These are the intravenous tubes that the doctors use to feed healthy fluids directly into your body.
I'd rather feed myself the old-fashioned way.
Just remember, sweetheart, that the doctors and nurses are here to help you.
I had Chinese food last night.
I'll tell my family.
So next thing, Ben, they'll take you into the operating room and then they give you the anesthesia. That'll put you to sleep just like that. You won't feel a thing.
Do we have to do this?
Well, honey, your tonsils keep getting infected. They have to go.
But I'm scared.
Oh, I know, sweetheart, I know.
You'll be fine, I promise.
You sure will. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Hey, James.
Ben, say good morning to Dr. Marquez.
Forget it.
Benjamin, don't tell me you're afraid of a little snip-snip.
I see.
Yes, well, Jerry, he's a little nervous.
Where do you think you're going, Betty?
I was going to the bathroom, and my name's not Buddy.
Well, it's too late. But if you have to go, here.
The motorman's friend.
I'll wait.
So, Benjamin, what do you say? Are we ready?
Oh, come on, Ben, buck up. Show them what you're made of. Be a seaver.
I am a seaver, and so are my tonsils.
Well, seavers face their problems head on. They don't run away from things, and they don't let their fears get in the way.
All of the seavers?
You bet.
Then I don't want to be a seaver.
Oh, Ben.
I mean it. I'm not a seaver. Can I go home now?
It's time.
Here we go. I don't like this.
Don't worry, Ben. We love you.
Benjamin? Can you feel the anesthesia yet?
I don't feel anything.
Good sign.
Sometimes I find patients your age relax and go to sleep a little quicker if they do something like naming their favorite TV shows, you know, like Dr. Kildare, Medical Center, Trapper John MD.
Huh?
You know, with Gonzo. What do you like to watch?
Pee-wee's Playhouse, Gilligan's Island, other stuff like Who's the Boss, Moonlighting. And the one that comes in between them. You know which one I mean.
No, I don't.
Oh, you should see it sometime. The little kid on it's really good.
Somewhere, little buddy?
What's with you people? My name's not Buddy, it's Ben.
Hey, going somewhere, Ben?
Yeah, hey, can you give me a ride?
You see this sign on my cap? I couldn't walk around with this sign on my cap if that wasn't what I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready. How embarrassing.
Where to, Benny boy?
As far away from this hospital place as I can. You know what they were going to do to me? Cut my tonsils out.
No, just because they kept getting infected, right?
You know it.
And I bet they told you they were going to put you to sleep and you wouldn't feel a thing.
Yep.
Did you believe them?
What do I look like, a dope?
Well, you do look pretty silly in that getup.
Yeah, I know. They made me wear it.
Look, why don't we take you home, 15 Robin Hood Lane, and get you some real clothes? Then you can decide where we go next.
Great idea. Take me home, 15 Robin Hood Lane.
I just said that.
But how'd you know that?
Like I told you before. That's what I'm here for, little buddy.
Yeah? You know, you look just like the skipper on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I don't watch TV much myself.
Boy, you know, your seats are really cold.
Okay, now we got dinosaur heads, baloney pony, silent pedestrian.
That should do it.
Don't forget, Ben, you're gonna need some underwear.
Thanks!
That's what I'm here for!
Better safe than sorry.
Boy, am I impressed. I didn't think he'd go through with it.
Yikes. Oh, I'm so glad we're related.
Oh, you said it.
Here comes my little angel.
Yay! Here's Betty.
Weenie. Sure is great to be home. Gosh, seeing my whole family together like this just makes me feel so swell. Swell? Boy, that operation was a snap. Mom, Dad, you were right. I was so silly to be that scared. Now, gee willikers, I feel like a new man.
Aw, Ben.
What's going on here? How do you guys know this gopher? Mom, why are you calling him Ben?
Well, what are we sitting here for? What do you say to some ice cream, Ben?
I say hello, ice cream. Do you really think I should, Mom? I mean, I wouldn't want to spoil my dinner.
Aw, come on. It's okay.
You weren't talking to me at all, were you?
Pumpkin, you just had your tonsils out.
But...
for me.
Shucks. Maybe half a scoop. Mike! Mom! Carol! Dad! Whoa. Talking to any of you either since you just walked through me. Mm-mm. Sure glad you talked me into this, Ma.
Kids, your brother's bravery at the hospital this morning was frankly the stuff of legends.
Are you sure you don't want any more ice cream, Ben?
No thanks, Mom. Gotta watch my weight. Oh, boy, how can they think this guy is me?
Okay, then.
Oh, sure, put the ice cream away. You can't hear me, you can't see me, why feed me? Mom, Dad, may I be excused? I'd like to do some cleaning up around the house before dinner.
Poor son of mine.
Oh, now you're gonna get it, Mr. Watching My Weight.
Whoa, Bensky! Oh, look, now this is the leather jacket of mine that no one is allowed to touch, especially you, remember?
Hit him, Mike, hit him!
But, you know, I've been thinking and, well, I don't want it anymore. Heck, why don't you just keep the darn thing?
What? You really mean it, Mike?
I sure do.
Keep! I'm gonna puke.
I'll just wear your old one, okay? All right, I'll see you guys later.
See you, Mike. Have a neato time.
Hey, thanks, bro. Holy moly, what was I thinking? Now, how could I just leave this house when I can stick around here and play with good old Ben?
Knew it, nothing.
No, Mike, you go. I'll stay and play with little Ben. Hey, Ben, how about a little Super Vito Brothers?
No, wait, Carol, I'm playing with Ben.
No, I am.
But I want to.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, well, I said it first.
Double
big whack.
Oh, Jason, Carol and Mike are fighting again.
I know, what are we gonna do?
My, Carol. Why don't the three of us play a game together?
I don't know what we'd do without you.
I can't imagine.
Oh. Hey, I've got an even better idea. Why doesn't the whole family play something together?
Yeah!
And not one of those newfangled
little video games that Dad has so much trouble with.
What can I say? I stink.
Let's play a board game.
Yes!
Benny, you're the greatest.
If I could puke right now, I'd puke on him.
What are we waiting for?
Yes!
Hey, you guys go set up the card table. I'll get a game from my room and be right down.
We'll miss you, sweetheart.
Wait, can't you guys see? That's not Ben. I'm Ben. Not anymore, sport. That's it. That's it. That phony pants and I are going to sell us right now. Weenie Head, what do you think you're doing?
I'm about to play a game with my family.
Don't give me that. Remember who you're talking to.
I'm talking to nobody.
You're talking to Ben Seaver.
No, you're talking to Ben Seaver.
Hey, just because you got them fooled doesn't mean anything. I know you're not me. I mean, you don't know stuff like where I keep my
good luck charms. Well, the lucky pants are rolled up in my left winter boots so Mom won't throw them out. And the silver dollars in a matchbox sprayed behind the garage drain pipe right next to the magazines with
God.
The... Please don't sit on my bed.
I'm gonna slug you.
Hey, take it easy. All this isn't my fault.
No,
no,
it's yours. You're the one who said you didn't want to be a Seaver.
I'd never say anything stupid like that.
In the hospital hall, right before the operation you chickened out of. Remember?
Then I don't want to be a Seaver.
I did say something stupid like that.
So I got the job. I guess I should thank you. It was a good deal.
I didn't mean it. I want to be a Seaver.
Too late. See? Sorry, buddy.
My name's not Buddy, it's...
No, Buddy.
If you like that, you're gonna love this. Scream all you want to. It's not going to help.
You're right. I'm done talking.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
And I am.
What gives here? First I was upstairs, now I'm downstairs. It was day and now it's night?
Who says Chinese food can't be filling?
Ben.
This duck sauce is divine.
Wow, you know, this is going to be Benny's first tonsil-free meal.
It was only minor surgery, Mike. I'm a minor. It was surgery. Get it?
Oh, that's a good one, Ben.
You would say that, Dad.
Okay, everybody. Fortune cookies, and you go first, Ben.
Okie dokie.
You're wasting your time. It's blank.
What?
You will have a long life with your loving family.
Oh!
This can't be happening. I must be dreaming.
Mom, Dad, I'd like to propose a toast to Ben, the best little brother...
Or son.
Oh, excuse me, or son a family could ever have. To Ben!
To Ben!
I would have that dumb old operation if I would have known I wouldn't be a Seaver anymore. Should have never left the hospital. What is it? I said something.
Hey, Benny, you okay? You're looking kind of pale.
I can turn this around. It's not too late. I'm gonna go get some milk. It's good for me and it tastes good too. If I go back to the hospital, I can get my life back, can't I?
No, no, you can't.
Yeah, I can, that's it.
No, it won't work, Ben. I mean...
You said it. You're not Ben, I'm Ben.
Who was that?
I don't know. I heard it, too. It sounded like a kid.
Yeah. A kid we know and love.
Ha! Quick! Back to the hospital!
Oh, no can do. I only take one-way rides. Company policy.
But you got to!
No, I don't!
But you don't understand. I gotta get my life back.
Well, if I let you get your life back, then I've got to let everybody get their lives back. But if you can figure out a new place to go, then I'm your man. Short trip, long trip. Heck, a 3-hour tour. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Holy cow! I can drive!
Let's call it a day.
I've changed my mind. I'm happy to have my tonsils out.
Fine, doctor. I'll see you in the morning.
Or anything else you want to take out. Take my appendix, please.
Be here early. We got a lot of people to cut up.
Can't wait. No.
Shh, save your voice. Don't try to talk.
You guys can hear me?
Always.
I changed my mind. I'm happy to have my tonsils out.
Well, sorry, you're too late.
No,
honey. What your father means is you can't take him out again, Ben.
You called me Ben.
Yeah?
Well, we've been doing that since you were a kid.
Not today. See, I went home because I didn't want my tonsils out, and you guys were there, but you didn't see me, and there was this weenie guy, and you called him Ben.
Ben, you're the weenie.
That must have been some dream, pumpkin.
Call me Ben.
Ben.
Thank you.
So your fears about this operation and all those wild dreams you had, well, that's all up here.
That's about the only thing up there.
Mom, Dad, everybody, I just want to say that being a Seaver makes me feel really swell.
Swell?
I'm serious. From now on, I'm going to try and be the best Ben I can be. No more peeking out, no more screaming, no more weird stuff.
What kind of anesthesia did they give him?
Mom, Dad, I just want to say that I'll be proud to be a Seaver.
You!
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Carol regrets sharing a secret with her mom, thanks in part to Maggie's loose lips. Coming up next on Family Affair, Buffy and Jody need a quick fix after they take Uncle Bill's valuables for show and tell.